This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm in a good mood. I'm giddy. I just want to share that with you on the front end. I am giddy. You want to know why I'm giddy? Or as Sharpton would say, jitty. Get jitty with it. Know what he said? Get jitty. I'm giddy because I'm loving seeing leftism play out the way we all know it plays out. It's reckless. It's dangerous. Look, I don't know how many different things what have we talked about this week? Already, we talked about California letting HIV, people that have HIV knowingly have sexual relations and not tell somebody I have HIV. Now, I mean, the protected sex, blah, blah, blah. The fact is not alerting somebody to that, and they downplay it. It's no big deal. Come on. It's not what it used to be. Really? I mean, that's pretty sorry. We've got, you know, look, there's just so many things going on. It's crazy. The NFLers taking knees, these multimillionaires taking knees, and on and on. And, of course, it's amazing to me that Harvey Weinstein actually kicked the Vegas shooter out of the news cycle. That's huge. And, you know, you guys have heard me talk about Harvey Weinstein because I'm telling you, it's a huge deal. When Hollywood... The leftist establishment has to really take a glaring look at itself, and they watch the spiral, the death spiral that occurs. This is dramatic. See, normally Hollywood and leftists get to just drive by a problem. They go, oh, hey, black people, look, there's cops killing you. They throw something out the window and they keep on cruising down the road, man. You know, like bank robbers. They take a bundle of cash and go, and then they just keep driving. Because they don't care. They don't care how many wrecks occurred in the back. Nothing. With this problem with Harvey Weinstein, they're forced to look at it. It encompasses so many things. You follow? Let me give you an example. The war on women that we conservative men have been accused of. I know there's ladies listening too, but I'm talking to the guys right now. We conservative men have been accused of having a war on women. I've argued if there's any war on women, it's been a war of leftist men on women. First of all, they don't even know if they've got a guy. They don't even know if they're dealing with men. I'll give you an example. Jason Collins, gay basketball player who was engaged to a volleyball chick, good-looking white girl. Jason Collins comes out and says he's gay. Now, he's engaged to this chick, and he's gay. And they come out and say the dude is a hero. It took courage and all this. So this girl is expecting to marry a full-fledged dude, and she's got a half-dude. And Barack Obama, half-black Barack Obama, comes out and praises Jason for his courage. I would be absolutely chastising Jason for his cowardice. Why didn't you tell this woman you were bisexual? Oh, gay. He's gay. He's like, I just been fooling around. I've been experimenting with her. But that's the way the left is. They toy with you, and then they want to become heroes. So, perfect example. In Hollywood, women don't even know that they have men, first of all. So there's a problem. Then when they do have men, you know what those men do? They take advantage of the women. But they want to say, you guys, we conservative men, we're the mean guys. We're the guys that open the doors for ladies. Here's the deal. This is the door test. Open a door for a woman that, you know, that you maybe haven't, you know, for I'm just saying, if you want to be really understand who she is, open a door for a woman. Just, you know, kindly do that. And if she looks at you like, why are you opening the door for me? You got a feminist? Get out of there. Don't even go on a date. But if you open the door for her and she's like, thank you, you're welcome, then you know, hey, you may have a keeper. There's other tests, but that's a start. So, look, my point is, we are amazing towards women. We look at women and we say to ourselves, you know what? If the cake hits the fan, I'll take care of it. I'll do it. Get one of these metrosexual pansies that these leftist chicks date and see if the, when the cake hit the fan, what's going on. When the cake hits the fan, you can bet that metrosexual is behind the fan. He's not going to be in front of it. Yeah, no way. So, look, they have to deal with Harvey Weinstein and the fallout of this because it's a death spiral for them. They have to look at feminism, right? The war on women. Harvey has been a massacre. It's the Hollywood massacre is what I've deemed it. It's the Hollywood massacre because Harvey Weinstein for decades has been doing this to women. That would be one thing, right? If it was like a well-kept secret and Harvey was, you know, it just came out that Harvey, oh my gosh, I had no idea that Harvey was, whatever. In Hollyweird, they knew exactly what was going on with Harvey and all of them covered it up. But what's funny to watch now, because we talked about all of this, this is recap, all right? What's funny about this to me, the most funny, is that they all know it, and so they're all abandoning Harvey now. Suddenly, Harvey is persona non grata. You should go back and look at the clips and the films of these people lavishing praise on a Harvey. Play Michelle Obama talking about Harvey, without Harvey, all this could not be possible, which is always a lie. If it weren't for so-and-so, this couldn't be possible. Bull. If it weren't for so-and-so, you would have found somebody else. You got Harvey because Harvey was an easy touch. And you know why Harvey was an easy touch? Because he needed that cover for everything he was doing. This is huge, folks. This is rifling through Hollywood. I don't think you get it. But it's not just rifling through Hollywood. It's rifling through the political community. It's rifling through leftism in general. Harvey Weinstein, he's probably done as much to take down leftism as Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, because now it's pop culture. It's totally pop culture. It's everybody going, man, he knew that. Let me tell you, brothers on the street are talking about, man, you know that dude was doing, man, he'd been doing that for dude, come on now, right? They are, people can talk about this, and they can talk about it knowing, here it comes, he's tied to the left. There's no connection between him and Trump. You can talk about Donald Trump grabbing a woman by the womp womp, but you talk about Harvey, and suddenly you got story after story after story. And let me tell you something. The stories have not broken about this man. You think you know about him, you're about to find out. This is like the WikiLeaks, if you will, of Hollywood, except I think it was his brother who did it. So we're going to be covering this for a while. More to talk about. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. I'm in a feisty mood today. I'm not going to lie. Lots going on. Jamil Hills, I think that's her name. She's trying to go after Jerry Jones. There's so many things going on, and so many things I'm going to talk to you about today. Crazy stuff. Bill Maher's going to be on the show. His clip will be on the show. I wouldn't have Bill Maher on the show. Well, I would, actually. I'd love to debate Bill Maher. I would torch that fool. I would. I would love to debate him. But, you know, it'll probably never happen because he does not have the male genitalia to do that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, look, whitewashing history in Harvey Weinstein. I got to cover this because a big-time politico is in the news because of Harvey Weinstein. I'm not talking about Bill Clinton. Yeah. And Jeffrey Epstein and Rape Island or whatever they call it. What do they call that island where they take all those young girls? Anyway, I'm not talking about Bill Clinton. Harvey Weinstein is a nuclear bomb right now in Hollywood that went off. Yeah, a dirty bomb. He is. His name is now being removed from a TV series that his company produced. And it's funny to watch leftists are, listen, what do we do? How do we fix this? Let's take his name off of the TV show. Let me tell you, go take Harvey Weinstein's name off of all the things that he did. It's like tearing down their monuments. You know what I'm saying? That's the equivalent of them tearing down their own monuments. They're like, we ain't putting that up. That's worse than the Civil War, people. I only wish they had built statues of this man right now. Goodness gracious. They would have had this dude on Mount Rushmore knowing he's a sexual predator. Knowing this. So they're tearing down his monuments, taking his name off of his shows and things like this. You're the 1,400 people, if you believe Meryl Streep, she says in 2015 when she was accepting an award, over 1,400 people have praised Harvey Weinstein. Let's just call him God or whatever. Where's your God now? I asked this the other day. Where's your God now? See, that's the problem with the God of leftism. The gods of leftism will let you down. That's the deal. They have criticized our God many, many, many times, right? They've criticized him. You know what our God does? He chuckles. Because he has never let us down. Not once. Even when you believe that he has, there's a bigger picture in it for you. Look, I'm not getting all preachy. I'm just letting you know. They make their gods. Barack Obama. What was Barack Obama? What did Jamie Foxx call Barack Obama? Our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. We have the clip. We play it periodically. What did their God do for them? He let them down. They don't want to worship something that's bigger than they. They want to worship the little man. The guy who's completely fallible, who is nothing but a freaking fraud. And that's what Harvey Weinstein is and Meryl Streep called God. And you know why she called him God? Because in order to do anything big time in Hollywood, Weinstein's involved. How do you get away with what he did for that many years with that many people knowing? And I said in the previous segment, you haven't even begun to see all the things that Harvey Weinstein did. Now that he's no longer the guy that holds the, you know, the key to the kingdom, you're going to watch stars come out. You're going to watch girls who could have made it but got traumatized. You're going to see it all. And Hollywood's going to pretend they care. They're going to go, oh my gosh, we just didn't know. And that Harvey, and they're going to try to make movies about it. And you're going to see all kinds of PSAs. If you're ever attacked by sexual harassment, let us know. Don't stand for sexual harassment. It'll never be good enough. Blah, blah, blah. They're PSAs. You're going to have Matt Damon going, you know, coming out with his kind of sultry, hey, you know, I've got daughters. And my daughters, I don't want my daughters to ever have to go through sexual harassment. Ben Affleck will be right there with him. You know, he's sexually harassing maids and you know, I don't know, whoever. All of them. They all have stories. Every one of these people starts out as an ordinary dude. I remember when Matt Damon made Courage Under Fire, and he played a heroin addict. And he was lucky to get the role. And now he's big time. Let me tell you something. All these fools are doing things that they can they can do anything they want. It's Caligula over in that joint. It's Sodom and Gomorrah being ruled by Caligula in Hollywood. And all these people can do whatever the heck they want because it is freak central. And nobody wants to tell because they all want that break. So they want Weinstein's name removed from everything as if that's going to do it. Because guess what? It's the same people that allowed it to happen, and they know what's happening elsewhere. So they'll put a little spotlight on it for a while, and then it'll be gone. But here's what's funny. Donna Brazile deleted a tweet praising Weinstein, and I saw that, and I was like, well, what was that about? And here's what it is. This is from the Daily Caller. Here's what she put. The Weinstein Company has taken the lead against sexual harassment and assault. She tweeted Sunday after the board announced they were ousting Harvey Weinstein. So after the Foxes left the hen house, She says, they've taken the lead in dealing with sexual harassment. Donna, just out of curiosity, keep in mind, one day of taking the lead does not erase 30 years of allowing it. That's how they think. So she deleted it. Oh, my gosh. Too funny. Here's what the Daily Caller said. They said, the tweet was baffling to many, as Weinstein was only terminated after the New York Times published a report revealing that there were decades of previously undisclosed sexual abuse allegations against Weinstein. Weinstein also reportedly reached settlement with many of his accusers, exchanging large sums of money for non-disclosure agreements. Twitter mocked Brazil for her tweet, arguing that it is unlikely the Weinstein Company was oblivious about the many accusations before the NYT report. She finally deleted her tweet on Monday after being relentlessly ridiculed. I just want you to understand, folks, Donna Brazile has been a mainstay in Democrat politics for decades. She is the modern-day Barbara Jordan, okay? They revere this woman. This is the woman that gave the questions to the debate to Hillary Clinton in advance. This is when she was DNC chair. Okay? This is a woman who is crooked as the day is long. This is a woman who's got the intellect of a snail. And they revere her. And this is what she published. On the heels of Weinstein, it doesn't even dawn on her how stupid this tweet is that she's about to put out in the Twitter sphere, and everybody's going to have it, you know, forever. And she does. So she thinks because she took it off, it erases her stupidity. This is what we're dealing with, people. Folks that are so obtuse, they don't know right from wrong. And that's why this Harvey thing is so important. Look, I'm going to jump off this for a minute, but I just want to make sure you understand this is a big deal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
My heart. This next story is hysterical on so many levels. We're going to spend a little time talking about this story. Yeah. See, what it is, it turns out, by the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We got to do a little housekeeping. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. You can get this show on demand anytime you want. And I promise you, this segment, you're going to want to get on demand. Just go to kjradio.com. Look, a firefighter who's new, he just got out of firefighting school. He gets assigned in Detroit to a firefighting, you know, location, a firehouse. And they, every year, I mean, when you're a new guy, you got your, it's not a requirement, but you can, you know, they want you to bring a gift to the fire station. So this white dude decides he's going to bring a watermelon with a little bow on it. And all hell breaks loose. So I'm going to let you listen to the clip, and then we got to dissect this. This is a funny story. Check it out.
A firefighter new to the job makes a major faux pas while getting to know his new colleagues.
What he says was a gesture of goodwill was not received that way at all. Fox 2's Taryn Asher here now to explain why some people were so offended. Taryn.
Well, Robert Pattison had just completed the Firefighter Training Academy. He was set to work at Detroit's Engine 55. He says he brought a watermelon with a pink bow to introduce himself to the crew as a nice gesture. But it certainly wasn't taken that way. Fired before he officially started. Last Monday, 41-year-old Robert Pattison went to introduce himself to his fellow firefighters at Engine 55 at Joy and Southfield in Detroit. 2nd Battalion Chief Sean McCarty calls it a tradition for firefighters.
It's not mandatory. It's voluntary. You come in, you bearing gifts. You might bring some. The usual gift is donuts. Okay. But you're allowed to bring in whatever you want to bring in.
And Pattison, a probationary firefighter, decided to bring this watermelon with a pink ribbon on top. We're told some African-American firefighters were instantly offended, since 90% of the people who work at Engine 55 are black.
When you get your first detail to a firehouse, you know
pretty much what you're getting yourself into. So I would have to say, you know, it was probably a bad call.
Is it racially insensitive to bring a watermelon into a firehouse?
To some people.
I spoke to Patterson by phone, who claims it was not a joke, and he did not mean to offend his fellow firefighters. But he clearly did. Fire Commissioner Eric Jones says the Fenton native was officially discharged.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Be still my heart. Firefighter brings me some watermelon. I'm just like, hey, way to go. Way to go. Look, let me tell you, this is, you know why this cracks me up? Because when I was in electronics, I had a rep firm, and distributors would want you to come by periodically and say hello. And it became the standard practice to go by and bring a couple of boxes of donuts, and, you know, people would, hey, thanks, Kevin. Good to see you. You know, you chit-chat a little bit. Well, suddenly that became, that was no longer in vogue to do that because we got on this health kick. So everybody stopped bringing donuts, and they started bringing fruits, fruit baskets. And it was generally these, what do they call it, like edible arrangements kind of thing. Or if somebody got, like you wanted to reward someone, you would no longer send a bottle of wine, or you wouldn't send a cookie thing or whatever. You would, you know, you would send edible fruits, which I happen to really enjoy. I think they're very cool things to have people check out. So, in fact, ironically, I got an edible fruit basket yesterday because I did a radio hit for a show and they loved it. So the lady called me up and says, Kevin, we want to send you a gift. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I give them my address. They send me an edible fruit thing. And but the funny thing about it was with the edible fruits, it's got cantaloupe and kiwi and, you know, it looks like a flower arrangement. They cut the fruit and these strange things. Of course, it had watermelon, and I was immediately offended that there wasn't more watermelon. Are you kidding me? Anyway, this story cracks me up on so many levels. How do you fire someone for bringing watermelon to your workplace? If the watermelon had been sliced and diced, would they have fired him? I don't think so. If he was a black dude who brought the watermelon to the fire station, would they have fired him? I don't believe so. Why are we firing people over watermelon? First day of work, shows up with a gift, and it's a watermelon in there.
Well, people was offended.
Really? Here's what the fire commissioner, Eric Jones, said. There is zero tolerance for discriminatory behavior inside the Detroit Fire Department. Okay. I'm with you. Good. So what's this got to do with the watermelon? Unbelievable. And here's what he continues with. On Saturday, September 30th, 2017, at Engine 55, a trial firefighter, probationary employee, engaged in unsatisfactory work behavior, which was deemed offensive and racially insensitive to the members of the Detroit Fire Department. Okay. After a thorough investigation, it was determined the best course of action was to terminate the employment of this probationary employee. Let me tell you guys something. This is a cabal. This is a bunch of black dudes that got together that said, let's make this a racial incident. Let's get rid of this white boy. And the next person they send over will be another brother. That's what this is about. They can whitewash this, pardon the pun, all they want. That's what this is. Fired. Grown men offended by a watermelon. I'll admit, I'm not easily offended. But I do know this. If you brought a watermelon with a bow on, the first thing I would do is crack up. I would be like, white boy, you got some. That's funny. Now, it isn't because I believe black people own the watermelon. We don't own the watermelon. And I ask this very simple question. If the watermelon is so racist, why do they sell them at the supermarket? Because everywhere I go, the watermelon is there. And it's there. There's the little bitty ones. I don't even know. What do you call those little bitty? You know, what do they call those little bitty ones? Mini melons? They're like the size of a, they're bigger than a grape. They're like the size of a, honeydew. They're not that big. And to be honest with you, I don't buy them because I don't think there's enough inside of them. And they're not cheap. Little suckers are at least half the price of a full watermelon, and they're a third. So I'm looking at the value going, this brother knows how to pick a watermelon, and I'm going to pick a big one. I'm not taking one of these little bitty melons. I went to melon school. So anyway, how can you sell such a racist? That's like the Confederate flag, isn't it? The new Confederate flag is the watermelon. I'm telling you, I cannot believe that we are discussing this at this day and time. I mean, can white people buy watermelons? Can white people eat watermelons? If people were offended, is really firing the dude a course of action? I mean, there's so many questions that beg. God, this is one of the most interesting stories on so many levels. Because here's the deal. First of all, black folks do not own the watermelon. Because if I knew this, I would go into a grocery store about, I don't know, once every week. And I just go in there, grab me a watermelon, and walk out. I just would, and dare somebody to stop me. Moreover, if I saw white people buying a watermelon, I would accuse them of being slave owners. I would go, I see. You're buying a watermelon. You must not understand the oppression that that melon represents. And I would go totally Malcolm X on their butts. Because why not? They're just going to be like all scared and put it back. I go, no, you cannot put it back. You purchase it and you give it to the nearest black man. You can give it to me. I will take this off your hands. By the way, speaking of which, we have a certificate of forgiveness that you can buy, which will allow you to go out and purchase as many watermelons as you want, take them to as many firehouses as you choose, and you, as soon as they, see, this guy could have used a certificate of forgiveness. His name is Patterson. He could have used a certificate of forgiveness. Go to certificateofforgiveness.com. I'm not kidding. People think this is a gag gift. It's not a gag gift. It will exonerate you from your race. Anybody accusing you of being a racist, go to certificateofforgiveness.com and get it. And authentic black man, I absolve you of any guilty feelings. This would have come in handy for this man. And if you don't need one for yourself, get one for your liberal cousin or your liberal uncle or your liberal, sister-in-law. Trust me, they need it. They feel guilty. Certificateofforgiveness.com. I still want to cover more about this fireman, and I want to talk about the implications of taking a watermelon to work. Bring your watermelon to work day. You know, what if they had something like that? What would he do? Could he bring a watermelon to work? What if his child's name was Watermelon? I mean, there's all...
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Talking about one of the funniest stories I've heard in a long time. This firefighter brings a watermelon to work at Engine 55 in Detroit. White boy brings a watermelon. It's 90% black. The fire department in Detroit. And bada bing, bada boom, they dismiss him. Said it was racially motivated and so on and so forth. And I get it. I get the symbolism of the watermelon and how it invokes, I don't know, blackness. To me, it's southern. It's an amazing fruit. I love a watermelon. I love tomatoes. You know, tomato and watermelon is the same family. The tomato is a fruit. People think it's a veggie. It's a fruit. And I love them both. So if he had brought a tomato, you know, I would have been just as unoffended as if he brought, a watermelon. As long as he brings salad dressing and a little lettuce, I'm good to go. But here's my watermelon story. I don't know if I've told you guys. Have I told you guys my watermelon story? If I have, it's been a long time, right? So years ago, there was a club. It was called Confetti in Dallas. And me and my best friend, everybody knew about Confetti. It was back in the clubbing days. So you would go from club to club, and Confetti was a mixed club. It was, you know, kind of, it was not too far from SMU where I went to college. And so a lot of mixture, you know, college kids and city people, et cetera. So it was if you could get in, it was a big deal to say, yeah, I was in Confetti's last week or whatever. So Confetti got to the point where it wouldn't let black folks into the club. And what, I don't know, being honest with you, whether it was a, targeted blacks because, you know, there was too many blacks starting to come to the club and it was getting a reputation. And being honest with you, that's not a reputation you wanted. You wanted exclusivity. You wanted, you know, movers and shakers, but you had to really manage the crowd. That's what doormen do. They manage the crowd. One time I went to Confetti, just to put it in perspective. And it was funny. One of my buddies, who's a martial artist, was a bouncer there, but he was on the inside. The other bouncer, the doorman, was on the outside, and I had a goatee at the time. And I went there. I'm dressed nice and everything. He's like, "Nah, man, you can't get in." I go, "I can't get in." He goes, "Nah, man, you can't get in." I said, "Why?" He goes, "'Cause you got a goatee." And I went, "Really?" I go, "We're down to facial hair." He's like, "Yeah." I said, "All right." I said, "That's the only reason why I can't get in." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay." I run to Tom Thumb, which is a grocery store. I buy a disposable razor, and I shaved right there. And then he lets me in. And as soon as I walked in, the other guy, the bouncer, who's a martial arts friend of mine, I see him. I'm like, "Hey, what's up?" And we do the man shug and everything. And then he goes, "Good to see you." And I said, "Yeah, man, I barely got in." And I said, "That dude made me shave," because he noticed that I had shaved. He's like, "You know, I was like, "Yeah, I just shaved." And he's like, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, dude wouldn't let me in." And so he goes and braces up the other bouncer and says, "Hey, what the heck's this, man? You're not letting my buddy in." Anyway, that's not the Confetti story. So me and my best friend, I'm just telling you, that's what happened with Confetti. And I know that, you know, that was one of the issues. He was like, "Okay, I'm going to check you and make sure you want to get in," and all that. So fast forward a year or whatever, and Confetti had been sued because they were doing that type of behavior to blacks. And I'll be blunt. I understand why. There was a club not too far from Confetti that was mostly black. It was a shooting up there once a month. Once a month. Maybe once every 2 months. So I get why people pass these rules and go, "Look, we're not getting involved in all this." So a year, they get sued, and we hadn't gone to Confetti in a long time. Maybe another year goes by. It's a couple years. And my best friend and I said, "Hey, you know, I hear there's a really good happy hour at Confetti's." And he goes, you want to try?" I was like, "Yeah, let's go up there, man. It's been 2 years, that lawsuit, you know, all this." So we go up there. And I got to tell you, spectacular buffet. Spectacular. So we go in there, and I'm not kidding you. This food is like, it was like restaurant prepared. It was beautiful. It was not only delicious tasting, it was delicious looking, right? So we're going through this buffet, and you make your own tacos. They had enchiladas and all this stuff. And there at the very end, I'm not lying, is the juiciest, most red watermelon I've seen in decades. I haven't seen watermelon like that since I was at my great-grandfather's house in Welder, Texas. And I dropped the watermelon that split open, and I will never forget the level of red and the amount of sweet that was in that watermelon, man. It was amazing. So we go through the whole thing, and we completely avoid the watermelon. I don't get any. Mark doesn't get any. So I go sit down first because I've got all my condiments. I've got all my stuff I'm going to eat. And then here comes Mark. And we don't say a word. We're just sitting down. We're kind of wondering, are they going to let us, if we're going to get to stay? Because we were really skeptical if we were going to get in. So we go sit down, and we're starting to eat our food. And about 5 minutes of awkward silence goes by. And finally, I said to Mark, "Do you see that watermelon?" And he says, "Yes." He goes, "Dude, it was all I could do to not get any of this watermelon." To get there, I said, "Man," we start cracking up because that was the juiciest looking watermelon. But we were determined. We said, we thought confetti has a camera on that watermelon and on us. So I get the whole stereotype thing, okay? I even lived it. But I'll tell you this. If I went to Confetti today and that watermelon was there, I would make a beeline for it because I've grown up since then. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about more about this firefighter because, see, I never got this memo. I knew there was a stigma attached to watermelon in a joking sense, but I never cared about it because I love watermelon. And like I said, I don't care if you bring me watermelon. In fact, guys, if y'all want to bring me some watermelon tomorrow, feel free. Just make sure it's juicy red, okay? So where does it end? You know, if a dude had brought haggis, would it have offended the Scottish? You know, and so I said, can the dude sue the fire station for not giving him a list of appropriate gifts? You know, dude who runs Engine 55 goes, you can bring whatever you want. Well, apparently you can't. You can't bring whatever you want. And look, let me tell you what, you know, the black firefighters, they're going to be trying to go, "Hey, listen, I've been grieved at the job and I need to get grief counseling and take a few weeks off in order to recover." You know, it's like they did with Michael Brown. When Michael Brown, the verdict came out and they told all those Columbia kids, "Y'all don't have to take your finals." Okay. So anyway, we made a list of what you shouldn't do if you're white and you're the first fire, you know, the white firefighter going to, and it's your rookie day and you're going in to meet the brothers. We just made a list of a few things that you shouldn't do. Feel free to add. Give us your call and let us know what you think you could add to this, 844-551-8255. But we said you probably shouldn't wear a JT shirt with a gold chain. What do you think? It's not a good idea. You probably shouldn't come in with your rap music blazing from Spotify. Okay? So here's another one. Maybe you shouldn't refer to your wife or your living lover or whatever as your baby mama or baby daddy if you happen to be a woman firefighter. Here's something else, one that we came up with. You might not want to ponder, at least out loud, who shot Tupac or Biggie. A question not to ask your fellow brothers or sisters is if anybody DVR'd the episode of Empire last night. In case you know what Empire is, it's a black record company, black mogul. Oh, and but for all, never do this. Never, ever, ever do this, white people. If you are around black folks, don't talk about your good credit, okay? Just don't do it. You'll just offend people. What about this? Drive a Cadillac or a Lincoln pre-1980 or a Chrysler 300 today. Don't do it, okay? Those are designated black vehicles. Do not touch them. You'll be in trouble. Don't ever talk about drinking Kool-Aid as a child. You can talk about drinking Kool-Aid as being brainwashed, but never talk about it as a child. And here's the number one thing that a white person should never do around his black coworkers, firefighter, Engine 55, or wherever. Never in your life declare that you didn't vote for Barack Obama. Don't do it. If you're asked, just tell them, I did. I did both times. Because anything less is going to be considered treason. You will be ostracized, if not fired, or you have to get re-educated.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.